based on what I know now, there's no question in my mind that Trump is the best chance for humanity to survive this death science assault, the bioweapons assault, the censorship assault, all these ways that humanity is being assaulted. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, with a good news update. Finally, some good news. And, well, I guess an apology. It looks like I was wrong about President Trump when I was very concerned, thinking that he might have been jumping in with Big Pharma and the vaccine industry. As it turns out, I now know with absolute certainty from sources that I'm not at liberty to name, that President Trump is not, he has not jumped in with the vaccine industry. He has not jumped in with Big Pharma, and he has not betrayed us on these issues. In fact, Trump is working within a very complex, very difficult, you know, political ecosystem involving, you know, pharma lobbies and pharma influence over the media and both parties, the GOP and the DNC as well. Pharma is, it's like this evil dark monster that has just destroyed our country, and yet they have tremendous power. And Trump is not on their side. And in fact, in retrospect, some of the things that I thought might have been happening were really my fears, that I was afraid that Trump had turned on America on the issue of vaccines. I was afraid when he said he's going to deploy the military. I guess that was the real big trigger in my mind, is like, the military, why would you need the military to deploy these vaccines? And it turns out it's just a logistics issue, that he's not going to mandate vaccines. He said it's only about choice. People who want them can have them, but he's not going to force vaccines on anybody. Now, it doesn't mean that the governors of the states won't force vaccines in places like California, and we will have people fleeing California to get to the, you know, free states to get away from the vaccine slave states. But Trump is not, he's not part of the vaccine industry. And in fact, it turns out that he's actually a quite a brilliant tactician in many ways that I wasn't even aware of. He chose Fauci. This is my assessment. This is my belief. He hasn't told me this. But I believe that he chose Fauci in order to expose Fauci. Think about it. He made Fauci the White House, you know, director or advisor on the pandemic so that there would be scrutiny on Fauci. And with the scrutiny came a lot of investigations into his past, Fauci's past, the NIH, his corruption, the fraud at the NIH, Dr. Judy Mikovits, and what she has really elucidated about Dr. Fauci and so on. And if Trump hadn't made Dr. Fauci the White House, you know, analyst or what do you say, advisor on this issue, then Fauci wouldn't have been exposed. So the fact that Fauci is being exposed is because Trump put him in the spotlight. And that's something that, now in retrospect, I can see that's quite a genius move on Trump's part. Now, by itself, that's not enough. That wouldn't be enough to convince somebody that Trump knows what he's doing on all this, but he's also exposed the WHO. I mean, think about this. He's exposed the WHO. He's blocked funding to the WHO, and he's calling for massive WHO reforms. I mean, no other president did that, even though the WHO has been corrupt forever since its founding, and it's run by the communist Chinese. And who's challenging that? President Trump. You know, nobody else is doing that. I had said before that I thought that Trump was influenced by Big Pharma, that Big Pharma was driving his decisions. Well, if that were true, then Trump wouldn't have said that he's taking hydroxychloroquine plus zinc. Trump mentioned zinc. And that's something that almost nobody else in the country has mentioned. It's a clue, it's a nugget of truth where Trump is telling us, yes, I understand the role of nutrition. I understand that zinc and nutritional supplements and natural cures even, you know, vitamin D and vitamin C, things that can enhance and support immune function, can help prevent infections and prevent the spread of the disease. And so Trump, he's dropping hints to us that zinc can help and that hydroxychloroquine. Why did Trump say that publicly? Because he wanted to let us know that he's not in the bag for remdesivir and, you know, Moderna and these high-profit drug companies. Trump recommended an off-patent generic drug, hydroxychloroquine, which is only pennies per dose. Didn't make any drug companies rich. And that, by the way, is why Big Pharma and the media attacked Trump over hydroxychloroquine. And they tried to say, oh, it's dangerous, you know, you could die, you might have a heart attack and die. I mean, this is the media that never said anything about hydroxychloroquine for 40 years as it was being prescribed to people with malaria. It was perfectly safe then, and now suddenly it's the most dangerous drug in the world because Trump is taking it? No, come on, give me a break. That's insane. In fact, the only side effect of hydroxychloroquine is that it causes blood to shoot out of the eyes of Democrats. You know, that's the only side effect. So as far as I'm concerned, Trump can keep taking it. And, you know, the attacks on that drug are nothing but smears and fraud from the pharmaceutical industry and their media puppets. Basically, that's what it is. So let's see what else. I was concerned about Trump allowing Americans to be used as guinea pigs for the medical experimentation of vaccines because of his Operation Warp Speed. Now, here's the thing. Trump, after that, then said, we're going to reopen the economy, vaccine or no vaccine. So Trump is aware that this vaccine may completely fail, which is the most likely outcome, because you can't rush a vaccine and just make one in 6 months when it normally takes typically more like 6 years to make a vaccine. So Trump backed away from that. He's trying to kind of, I think, keep the pharma side of things happy with Operation Warp Speed. Yeah, go ahead and work on your vaccine, develop your drugs, and we'll see if it works. But what he's really saying to the American people is that vaccines are going to be optional, not mandatory, and we may never have a vaccine. But we're going to find ways to reopen the economy anyway, and that zinc is part of that solution. So the thing that I've really come to discover here recently is you have to collect the little nuggets, the little hints that Trump is dropping to the pro-health community, the pro-America community. You know, Trump, really, because of, gosh, all the pressures he's under and all the attacks on him and his, how he needs to appeal to mainstream America to even have a chance at getting elected, he has to speak. He can't just come right out and say, hey, everybody in America, take zinc. I mean, I wish he would say that. I implore him to say that, but he would be so heavily criticized by the media and doctors and everything nationwide just for recommending nutrition that he has to just sort of drop little hints like, oh, I'm taking zinc, you know, I'm taking hydroxychloroquine plus zinc. So that's what Trump is actually doing. But if we're paying attention, and perhaps I wasn't paying enough attention before. I think I was really reacting more on my fear because I guess, you know, we've been betrayed so many times by so many people over the years, right? And I felt like at a moment, I felt like Trump was betraying us. And now I no longer believe that's the case. Doesn't mean that Trump is making all the right choices on all the things here. I think, for example, he was wrong to dismiss the pandemic in the early days. He was very flippant about it. You know, he said it was going to disappear. That didn't happen. I also think Trump may be a little complacent right now about the resurgence that's probably coming, and that could really hurt him. That could bite him hard. So, you know, my advice to Trump would be to take this seriously. Recommend nutrition, recommend hydroxychloroquine where appropriate in the early days of an infection, not late in the infection, obviously, but do not be complacent. Do not tell the American people, oh, everything's just going to bounce back and it's going to be fine, because that's not going to happen at all. People are going to die, right? More people are going to die. In fact, a friend of mine that I just met with recently was reiterating this to me as well, how it's crucial that Trump set the expectations appropriately for the country. A lot of people are going to die. Now, by the way, just for the record, I had projected, I think in early, maybe this was later March, was projecting 46,000 to 91,000 deaths in America by the end of July. And I remember when I first made those projections, people said, oh, you're crazy. There's no way there's going to be even 50,000 deaths in America. At that time, there were just like, I don't know, a couple thousand. That was it. Now, here we are at almost 100,000 deaths. And some of the projections are putting that at 290,000 by late July. I don't think that's going to happen, by the way. But it could happen later in the year, like October. It could happen. Depending on how we deal with this, depending on how cautious people are, depending on whether people take nutrition seriously, and so on. So if I were to give advice to the president on this, it would be careful not to become complacent, but encourage the American people, wear masks in indoor environments. Masks do help inhibit the spread of the infection when you're indoors or on public transportation. Take vitamin D, take zinc, take vitamin C, take turmeric, and licorice root, and natural antivirals that are found in herbal medicine, and so on, and be cautious, you know, practice just sensible distancing from people, although probably doesn't matter on a beach, frankly. If you're outdoors jogging on the beach, you probably don't need to do all that stuff, frankly. But the biggest thing is nutrition. Boost your immune function, you know? And I think if Trump would say those things, if he could find a way to say those things, that would really suppress the second wave. And the second wave, if it gets bad, I think it's really going to hurt Trump. Nevertheless, based on what I know now, I am upgrading my estimates of Trump's chances of victory in November. I'm upgrading them now to 50-50. So 1-2. And previously, I had estimated his chances were lower, because I thought he was going down the path of Big Pharma, and I thought that that would destroy him, and it would destroy his credibility in the conservative movement and the patriot movement, as well as among leftists, of course, who don't like Trump at all. But I'm currently giving him 50-50, and that's only because I think the Democrats are going to eliminate Joe Biden, and they're going to put Hillary Clinton in place, or possibly Michelle Obama. You know, Michelle, Michael, whatever you want to say, however you want to refer to that person. But Trump's chances of beating Hillary are diminished because of the economic damage that has taken place. And so Hillary could be a very formidable opponent in a 2020 election, even though she was beaten once, and even though she is a vile, demonic, blood-sucking creature, or something like that, a criminal against humanity. There's such anti-Trump sentiment among those who watch CNN, and there's so much censorship by big tech that it is possible that Hillary Clinton could beat Trump in an election this year, especially if the vote by mail / fraud by mail situation, you know, is really pushed aggressively by Democrats, which looks like the case. There could be a lot of fraud. And I've warned before that if a Democrat wins and there's a lot of fraud by mail, I think we have an uprising. I think we have a civil war on our hands, because I think Trump should not concede if there's massive election fraud. And I think the American people that support Trump are going to be behind him on that. I think we're going to have a big time constitutional crisis, you know, perhaps civil war. We'll see. I'm not sure where that goes. But at least, as of today, I now know with certainty, and I'm sorry I can't tell you why I know this, but I know with certainty, and if you have faith in my integrity, I'm telling you that Trump is not, he's not a big pharma puppet. He has not surrendered to the vaccine industry. He, in fact, opposes it. He opposes them. And if he is reelected, I would expect much more aggressive action on his part to take down big tech and big pharma and so on. Now, I understand there's going to be a lot of skepticism out there about that, and people are going to say, well, hey, I criticized Trump about this vaccine issue. Yes, I did. I absolutely did, because that's what I thought was happening. But now that record has been corrected in a very reliable way. And I now know that that's not where he's coming from. I think he was, you know, trying to present a solution for the media and all the pro-vaccine people out there who are desperate for anything. But in his heart, I think Trump understands vaccines should never be pushed on people, that they can be dangerous, that they do present risks to the country, and that the real answers to all this don't even need to involve a vaccine. In fact, why should we wait for a vaccine when we can reopen America's economy right now and we can use nutrition to do that? Okay? So, a couple of final thoughts. When I was criticizing President Trump's vaccine stance, I received a lot of comments from progressives who were thanking me for that and saying, finally, you see the truth about Trump, things like that. And then I was getting a lot of hate mail from Trump supporters. I want all of you to know that I am so far beyond politics in this. Number one, I hate the tribalism. I hate the DNC and the GOP, frankly. I hate them both. They're totally destructive. I am going to judge Trump with integrity, based on his actions, and regardless of political parties. If I think Trump is the best choice for America, I will say so. If I think Trump is doing something wrong, I will absolutely say so, and I've proven that I will do that. For a while there, I thought Trump was really betraying us. I now know that's not the case, but when I did believe that, I voiced it. So you know that if I see Trump messing up or doing something that's wrong, I will absolutely call him out on that. And that speaks, I think, to my integrity as someone who's not a Trump cultist. I'm not a cultist of anybody. I don't worship people or celebrities, for sure, you know. I adhere to principles, integrity. And right now, based on what I know now, there's no question in my mind that Trump is the best chance for humanity to survive this death science assault, the bioweapons assault, the censorship assault, all these ways that humanity is being assaulted. And yeah, I was frustrated with Trump before, but he is our best champion right now, as I see it. Doesn't mean he won't mess up a month from now. That's possible. I mean, anything's possible. But if we lose America, I think humanity loses. If we lose Trump, I mean, if Hillary Clinton were to get into office, my goodness, I'd have to join the uprising, because it would be the end of all of us. It would be the end of humanity. I don't think progressives have any idea the evil of Hillary Clinton. It goes so far beyond Epstein and the child trafficking and the child rape and all the ritualistic demonic sacrifice and stuff. You have no idea how deep that rabbit hole goes. These people aren't even human, okay? I'll just put it that way. But we cannot let someone like that gain power. We cannot. And so, even if Trump makes a few mistakes along the way, even if he has to appease some of the powerful parties along the way, I do believe that Trump, in his heart, is pro-humanity. He's pro-America. He's pro-liberty. And I don't say this as a cultist. I'm not blind to his mistakes or his oversight, which I have criticized publicly. Okay, but if we don't have a defender of humanity in the White House in the next election, I think we are lost. I think our nation is lost. I think our liberty is lost. And I think our human society is lost, because we are being overrun by communists. We're being overrun by the techno-fascists. We're being overrun by the death science industry, the Dr. Fauci fraud and corruption and criminality of the world, you know, the evil Jack Dorsey's and the Bill Gates depopulation agendas. And frankly, I think Trump is opposed to all of that. And for that reason, For that reason, I ask for your forgiveness in me leaping to this conclusion that Trump had betrayed us on vaccines. It turns out he didn't, and it turns out that I was just reading too much into it. And these are times of heightened emotion. These are times that when we're all very, I don't know, I guess those of us who have sacrificed so much to support Trump for all these years, we've given up a lot. We've been really hit hard. We're used to being betrayed, I guess. So maybe it's we leap to that option too quickly. That's possible. But I want you to know that I am loyal to principles, okay? And truth be stated, I'm not loyal to Trump. I am loyal to principles. So if Trump aligns with the principles of humanity and liberty and America and the Constitution and health freedom, then that means I am aligned with his alignment with those principles. But I'm never a blindly obedient worshiper of any person, not President Trump or anyone else, ever. That's why I don't cover celebrity news very often, because I don't care. I don't care about how famous somebody is. I don't care about how rich somebody is. I don't care. I care about alignment with principles. What are your principles? Do you support health freedom? And it seems like Trump does. And he actually came out and said that he will not mandate this vaccine. You realize the political risk that he took just to say that? That's rather extraordinary. And he deserves credit for that. And I see that. And I want to, I want to even apologize to the president for thinking that he was betraying us on vaccines when it turns out he wasn't. So, there are times where I can be wrong in the assessment of what's happening, especially rapid paced, fast moving situations. And I was wrong in that assessment. And I thank those who have allowed me to have confidence in the correct answer here of what's going on. Frankly, it's made my day. It's given me hope again, because without Trump, I was feeling really depressed and just down about what's humanity's future. It's not that Trump is the answer to everything, but my God, the only way to fight back against the evil and the demonism and the destruction, the endless Democrat lockdowns. What's going on with that, by the way? How do we fight back against that? Trump is at least a person who will go up against the deep state. I mean, frankly, look, no one has exposed the deep state more than Trump. Look at what's happening with the FISA warrant fraud, the unmasking situation. I mean, there's major news breaking right now. And by the way, who has had all the pedophiles arrested across America? That's the Trump administration that has really pursued the arrests of the pedophiles and the human trafficking. Trump is achieving the shutdown of those cruel, inhumane operations. In fact, those of you who are my followers who are anti-Trump, I invite you, just take a look at how he's fighting these key evil components, these evil institutions and these evil trends in our society. Just watch carefully in the months ahead. I suspect you're going to see some new actions, some new initiatives to expose the deep state, to seek perhaps even arrests of certain deep state actors, to shut down more pedophiles and child trafficking rings, and child rape rings, which is already, Trump has made more progress shutting those things down than anybody in history, in the history of this country, frankly. So just be on the lookout. I have a feeling Trump is going to do some other things that are going to make some waves and really challenge the evil that is in the world right now, a growing darkness of all the things I mentioned, censorship and demonism and biological weapons, death, science, industry, people, and all that. And no, Trump is not on Fauci's side. Trump, in fact, have you seen Fauci lately? No, he's nowhere to be seen. What an amazing coincidence. He disappeared faster than Jeffrey Epstein, who may not even be dead. Who knows? But look, take it or leave it. I'm just giving it to you straight. No teleprompters, no scripts. no payoffs, no threats, nothing. This is just who I am. I'm Mike Adams. I always tell you what I think. Not always right, but I give it to you straight. And I'm absolutely convinced at this point that Trump is really working against the death science industry. And I tell you what, even to those of I've been humbled by this whole experience, frankly, this whole everything happening with the pandemic. And I actually feel a more closeness with humanity, and I feel even more closeness with progressives who are suffering under the same lockdowns and so on. And I just want to invite everybody listening, watching this, that from here forward, you know, please forgive me. I am not going to be left versus right. I am not going to be in this tribalism, and I'm going to do my best to assess each person, whether there's a D next to their name or an R next to their name, to assess each person based on what they're doing. And, you know, for example, Andrew Cuomo in New York has actually done some very good things for New York during this pandemic. He's made some mistakes with the nursing homes, right? But he has in other ways demonstrated very good logistics and cracking down on some of the causes of the spread of the disease. He deserves credit for some of those things. I don't know that I can say anything good about Newsom out in California, because he seems to be like the lockdown king. He just wants lockdowns forever. But I can find good things to say about many Democrats as well as many Republicans. And I don't ever want to be stuck in this left-right paradigm. For example, I think one of the greatest American heroes today is Bobby Kennedy Jr., you know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's a Democrat. He's an American hero, you know? I look up to that man and what his courage and his vision for truth. And I would never say that he's a bad person because he's a Democrat, or he's a good person because he's a Democrat. Screw the labels, folks. Screw the D's and the R's. Screw the parties and the tribal system and the internal corruption, which exists in the DNC, you know, just as much as the GOP. Forget all that. Let's look at each person and what they're doing. And who can, right now, I don't want a politician or a president to do anything for me. I just want people in power who will fight the evil. That's it. I don't want bailout money. I don't want big government programs. You know, I just freaking please protect the border and fight the evil. And that's it. Dismantle the techno-fascists, you know, end the death science industry. Fight the evil, defend the country. That's enough. And anybody who's willing to do that, regardless of what political party they belong to, as far as I'm concerned, that's a good person. That's a person worth supporting. So that's my take on things, okay? I appreciate your understanding. I appreciate your patience with me. I appreciate all your feedback. And I will redouble my efforts to really work to be more insightful. You know, admit my mistakes when I see that I've made them, but try to provide solutions for humanity. And that's it. That's all I ever need to accomplish in a lifetime, is to be honest, truthful, supportive of humanity, help build systems that give people the freedom to speak, help teach people about nutrition, help awaken minds, and that's it. You know, you and I are going to be gone in the not so distant future, probably. Life is short, right? But if we lead a life with purpose and we stay true to our integrity and our values, and we demand that integrity from others, then that's it. That's victory. Well, I guess it would also help if we defeat evil in the meantime. How about that? Add that to the list. Defeat evil, checkbox. Then that's a life worth living, okay? So I thank you for your support. I love you. I give you my blessings and my love for all that you are and your efforts to try to navigate all of this as well. It's not easy. There's a lot of conflicting information. There's a lot of disinformation out there. But humanity is being attacked with a bioweapon. We can overcome it. we can prosper yet again. But we have to be able to navigate this well, and I'll do my best to do that, and to do that with you and to share that with you. Thank you so much. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, for naturalnews.com.
This video was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now, post your videos today, and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.